No.
Maybe. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. How you doing? This is Truth, Chef Rob. Today was an interesting day, as usual. There was a, there's something I saw today. I want to get right to it. I want to read some recipes, but I just can't go ahead and do that because this thing was disturbing me. I didn't understand by doing the Barack Obama's commencement speech that there's so many people picketing and walking around crazy with signs and everything, and they were arresting people. And they're picketing his whatever stance he got against abortion or for it or whatever. It's that bugs me. It's not a man's issue. You got too many guys you got involved with. Most of these old guys walking around, and I'm not a real fan of the church, so I'll call them pedophiles for right now until they go ahead and show me otherwise, because historically there are. So these guys are picking in Obama and everything, and they're getting involved with it. I really think that, for me, I see it this way: men should not be involved in this issue at all. Ain't no man going to carry this baby. I mean, the woman should be able to transfer that baby to a man like a seahorse. I think a lot of men would change their views. I've never been pregnant, but I just don't think it's as comfortable as these people are saying. And these guys are going ahead and getting involved. But I think they're hypocrites because they're against going ahead and giving aid and assistance to the poor, but they love to go ahead and get aid and assistance to the wealthy. And once the individual's life goes bad, a lot of times they're looking for that assistance to the government. Welfare is any type of governmental assistance. So, but some of these people wind up in terrible situations. Well, they have to rely on the government. And I disagree with your stance that, hey, welfare is just one particular face. I see a lot of whites go ahead and getting food stamps and other things. And at a time like this, you shouldn't be complaining. You should be trying to help your fellow man, because it could be that same individual that you're not helping come by and stick you up or rob you or whatever. But I'm not really understanding this whole thing about why men are involved in this issue, why men are running around with these signs and stop abortion and all this other stuff. It's not, and I won't say it's none of your business, but you got no fighting, you got no stake in this battle. Once that woman's pregnant, that's between her and that baby. You got no business running your mouth or trying to tell her that she can't go ahead and have this baby, that she must. That's why I kind of agree with Obama about going ahead and punishing her with a baby. I mean, it could be a beautiful thing, giving birth. I mean, I never went through it. I watched my dog and a few women I was around, but what's the deal with all these guys trying to jump into this and force a woman to go ahead and do this? I really think I think the man should go ahead and be able to transfer that embryo. That woman should transfer that embryo, to that man. Let him get birth. Let him go through all those problems from head to toe. And if a man was to get pregnant, I don't think he'd see it the same way. I mean, there's a lot of these, people get abortions for different reasons. and no man should be involved in it. None. And I mean, it was just sickening. It was sad. All these people marching around with these signs and getting arrested and all this other stuff, disrupting it, disrupting the speech and everything. Hypocrites. I really think that for every man that's talking about a woman should go ahead and have that baby, a woman should have that baby, they should strap that big old 60-pound front belly, big belly thing on them and start going ahead and letting them walk around and be uncomfortable and all that shit. Stop all that old stuff. Stay out the argument. It's not a man's argument. It's not a man's fight. You can go ahead and try to encourage her not to go ahead and get an abortion and try to go ahead and be a family. But a lot of times, you know, the woman knows best about her body. You know better about your body. You know what you can take. You know what you can go through. You got no business being in this fight. Stay out of it. Stay to the side. I'm not a, like I said, I'm not a big advocate of this Bible thing, and everybody's throwing it in because God said this and God said that. Yeah, okay. There's a whole lot of people hurting financially right now, and God ain't doing nothing for them. So that's another reason I'm an atheist. And it ain't God telling everybody that the economy's getting better. It's the government telling everybody the economy's getting better. So with that said, I challenge any man, to put the big suit on and to go through some of the things that women have to go through, some of the things that women have to go through when they're pregnant. You know, when you got that tongue sticking out their butt, hemorrhoids, all a whole bunch of problems, a whole bunch of changes that, you know, a woman has to endure being pregnant. Well, a man can go ahead and take his thing and sling it somewhere else and do the same thing to another woman. Now, I don't agree with that. It ain't your fight. Stay off the front lines and all these lunatics run around bombing clinics and killing people. I remember a few years ago when I was watching television, watching the news, and this abortion doctor got shot up by one of these lunatics, anti-abortionists. Why didn't he go ahead and strap that thing on and see what, and strap the big belly on and then go through some of that stuff and see what a woman goes through? But still again, this religion going ahead and putting its foot in there, putting it, trying to get his hand and grips and control on everything. You know, let me veer off for a minute. If you really live the way the Bible says that you should be living, a whole lot of people would be extremely unhappy. Don't tell me about the good parts of the book. Give me the bad parts of the book. Let me know the whole book. I've checked out some of the parts that you're not hearing. You're not going to hear reciting. Let me know. There's no way possible. If a man got pregnant, then he would continue to go ahead and have this fight, or continue to be opposition to a woman giving birth, to a woman having an abortion, excuse me. I heard before from Dr. Henry Clark that if a man would use common sense instead of religion, the whole world would be better off. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. Because, hell, the only reason men are getting circumcised is because of the silly priest running around saying that, hey, look, it will stop guys from masturbating. Well, it hasn't changed. There's a whole lot of guys whacking off. Maybe if they were whacking off, one wouldn't get pregnant. Yeah. Whack off a little bit more. Say sex. Practice it. Put that stuff on the floor. You wouldn't have too many problems. You would end part of this debate right away. But it's just these people don't see reality. Not in the least. It is not your fight. back off, back up, get out of it. Every man should be out this fight. Let women debate on what they want to go ahead and do with their bodies. Let the woman go ahead and tell you what she want to do. Pro-life, pro-choice, it's just all a bunch of stuff to go ahead and cause havoc. Just to bring a lot of people feed off these differences, too. Just like I mentioned that guy, I can't remember the guy's name. He's bombing these places. I think they got him. What he did was he helped put money in the gun manufacturers' pockets, the guys who put together stuff to go ahead and make the bomb materials. He helped make them rich. Those are not the industries you want to help grow. It's none of your business, man. I can go on and on and on about that, but I'm sad to go ahead and see all these people running around marching and stuff about the abortion issue, and all these people that were picketing and everything, these morons and stuff, that made me sick to my stomach. I couldn't finish watching the whole thing because each channel I turned to, they kept going ahead and talking about a bunch of the demonstrators. And these people are lost. Let one of those guys get pregnant. I think he'd have a whole, like I said, he'd have a whole different thing about this. He changed his mind. The seahorse, the male seahorse, gives birth. He ain't looking too happy. He looks sad and upset. A whole lot of guys would be upset. And it's just with the abortion thing. When a man goes ahead and try to force that on a woman, when a man starts going ahead and getting involved in certain stuff, and when you throw that Bible in there, you start to really, really screw stuff up. You got no business in this fight, guys. Run away from it. Let women debate what they want to do with themselves. Stay out of it. Go away. Run away. Run away hard and fast. That's just really a nothing thing. I understand one thing about going ahead and, you know, murder and everything and all that kind of, I understand that a little bit. But I don't see these individuals who are upset about abortion. Where was, you don't hear this big opposition to them going to war and killing already kids already overseas. I don't see that. There was no big opposition. These people should have been supporting the only one person. These people are really, really twisted. I mean, I didn't see them running around going ahead and getting upset about the war in Iraq when they were killing all of these, you know, they're killing all these kids daily. Close to 5,000 servicemen lost their lives. Servicemen and women lost their lives in this live war in Iraq. Right now, they're going ahead and they're upset with Nancy Pelosi about what she knew and when she knew it. You know, that's another old BS issue. She wasn't the one who gave the orders. She wasn't the one who initiated it. She didn't go ahead, and she wasn't the one carried it out. So what she knew was irrelevant. That's just a sidetrack issue. That's what they're good at, sidetracking. You can't go ahead and get me to believe that some of these cowards, and I call them cowards, these politicians, that have never been in the military, setting rules and policy. I bet you they would change their mind once if they had to go ahead and get shot at hundreds and thousands of miles away from home. Change your damn mind real fucking fast. So let them get pregnant. Let them get pregnant and go ahead and fight in Iraq, Afghanistan. Go on ahead, do your thing over there. Fight. Yeah, and most of these guys who keep saying that they're patriots and all this other stuff, I'm an American. One moron told me the other day when I told him I had, he was talking a lot of stuff about me, about my views about the Republican Party. And I had to ask him, because he was so supportive about, you know, they should be fighting in Iraq and all this other stuff. I asked him, how long had you been in the military? I told him I had been in the military for quite a few years, and I'm a disabled vet. And this fool told me that, hey, I've never been in the military. I pay taxes. What a coward. What a coward. He's another one that was also talking that stuff that, hey, the abortion is murder and all that other stuff. He should be pregnant. As a matter of fact, if you look at what the elephant goes through, I think an elephant is pregnant for almost 2 years. Let him deal with that. Yeah, let him get pregnant for 2 years. See how much he likes it. See if he can handle it. I just don't get these abortion morons running around here, men involved in a fight. I can go on and on about that, but it bugs me. I'm trying to go ahead and really, really make a strong case on how stupid people in America are. You always got to come up with an issue to divide people. And the thing that really bugs me is that they get a lot of the information from television. They're not actually going out and dealing with individuals. They're not going out and trying to interview people and see the world and figure out what's happening. They get their images from TV, from some person who has an agenda, who actually is supporting, who's getting support from a bigger company to go ahead and support their product. Case in point, with the moron Rush Limbaugh, I don't think a lot of views come from actually from Rush Limbaugh. I think a lot of views come from his sponsors, people that are paying him, his employers, and so to speak. You got no business being there, man. You got no business. You got no dog in this fight. Stay out of it. Leave it alone. I can't wait to see a man get pregnant. I welcome it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But all these guys running around with all the picket signs and everything, and all these priests getting arrested, and all these, you know, priests, you know, pedophiles, past and present, I can't trust them. I don't want to see another man jump out into this fight, because I might hit you in the mouth myself. Another man jump into this fight and say, hey, a woman should go ahead and she should give birth. Even they don't even care either. That's something else that bugs me too. They don't even care. They don't care if she's been raped, if it's incest involved, you know, something like that, or the baby's gonna have some you know, problems, birth defects or whatever. You know, a lot of people don't want to go ahead and see their kids suffer, and some women don't want to go ahead and see that, you know, give birth to a kid that may have problems, and they don't want to go ahead and give birth to a kid that they got pregnant with not from love, you know, or not from having a big old fifth of gin or something, but. It's not a man's fight. When are these people going to go ahead and pull their heads out their butts and realize that it is not your issue, it's not your problem. Stop making it your problem. If I was the one making the signs, the picket signs and everything, and the flyers and everything, I'm printing it all out. I go ahead and say anything. I'm getting your money. Keep on giving it to me, because like what I'm talking about is that at the commencement ceremony, there were a lot of flyers being put out, and then like the caps, they had it printed on the caps, a cross and some baby feet. Come on now. That's sad. You're spending all that time and energy for a man. You spend a man spending all that time and energy on something that he shouldn't even be involved with. Stay out of it, guys. It ain't your fight. Run away from it. Run away quick, fast, and hard. Find something else to fight by. Something else that's meaningful. This is not your issue. This is for women. This debate should be strictly for women and women only. I was listening to some guys before, and they got upset at me. I was listening to some guys here on Blog Talk, and they banned me from me saying what I'm saying. It was like, oh no, she need to have that baby. She need to give birth and everything. What? Was it a trophy for you? You need to stay out there. You can't go ahead and force somebody to do something like that. You can't force nobody to do nothing that they don't want to do. I think the guy was trying to tell me that it's murder. After everything else he said, because he was basically saying stuff that was saying that, hey, look, he love all his kids. He want to have all his kids. All the women he'd been with. I think the guy was talking about he had like 7 kids from like about 4 different women. I don't know the guy, but I don't think he's taking care of all those kids. He ain't responsible, actually. But he got no business in that fight. Anytime these guys run around here with all these nuts that are taking up arms and they're going to defend the weak, hell, there's going to be a lot of people running around here soon that don't have adequate housing, clothing, and then a lot of people lost their jobs already. Pick up a better fight, man. This is nowhere near. Deal with something else. Something of real grave importance. Let's see why the economy is doing wrong. Let's get involved and see why the economy is doing bad. Let's investigate that. Instead of the silliness of Nancy Pelosi found out all this. She knows all this. What did she know when she know it? All that silliness. No. No. That's wrong. America was once a great country. I don't think it's going to have that greatness until the bigoted, racist attitudes leave this country. The Tea Party, lunatics, alike. It's almost the same crowd. And it's sad. The Tea Party lunatics are racist against Obama. But it's almost the same crowd as the abortion morons. You see a lot of guys there. You see a lot of men there. A lot of women, men and women don't have the means to go ahead and raise kids. That's why some people get abortions. You can't tell people to go ahead and stop having sex. It's like a drug. It's like once you start getting it, you're hooked. You're hooked. But you ain't gonna tell me to stop having sex and all that other stuff. Forget you. Forget that. If you want to go in raw, that's between you and that person. You have to take that chance. These abortion morons were against condoms. Against condoms. I don't get it. Again, you're against abortion, but you're for the death penalty. You're against abortion, but you're all right with going to war and killing massive amounts of people. What hypocrites. Twisted views on life. Get one. For those who are listening, I'm in the kitchen right now. I'm making pizza. I've already made my dough and everything. I'm going to be pigging out on this after I get the run in my mouth. But anyway, back to the knuckleheads I saw, the one moron I saw being escorted out of the commencement speech. and all of the people leading up to it, all of those other fools that they were arresting. I think they arrested some like 19 people yesterday. 19 knuckleheads. All them pedophiles with the white collars. I'm going to keep on calling them that. Because there were a whole lot of lawsuits against them recently. And if you're doing the history historically, there have been a lot of priests and nuns, you know, and pedophiles. I'm going to keep on calling them that. You can get that label from me all the time. But what Barack Obama said last year, he didn't want his daughter being punished with a baby. I agree. I tried, you know, I just got to think about that again. I agree. But that's the consequences. That's what she'd have to go ahead and deal with if she go ahead and sleeping around, you know, unprotected sex. It's either that or punished with an STD. So, I'm just not feeling you. I'm not feeling that whole thing about the anti-abortionist, knuckleheads, right-wing, lunatics, ding-a-lings. And let me get this straight. I'm registered as an independent. One of the main reasons I'm registered as an independent is historically, Democrats were for slavery. My ancestors were here as slaves. Now, American books teach you that we just popped up, but once you go ahead and if you read that history, it's a strong, vast history. But I'll never really agree with, totally, with what Democrats do. I'll agree with common sense. But for me, Democrats have been a bunch of weaklings. Weak. Just like right now. They keep defending whatever Nancy Pelosi did. Instead of going ahead and getting out there saying, hey, what does that have to do with anything? She wasn't the one at the top giving the authorization. Also with the abortion thing, they're not putting a strong enough message out. Not a strong enough message about the reasons why you shouldn't go ahead and men shouldn't be involved in this debate. Men should go ahead and step to the side and shut the hell up. Give them the fat suit. Let them go ahead and deal with that. Let them go ahead and be pregnant for about a good 10 months. And let's see how they feel. Give them all the nausea and everything, the morning sickness and the swelling of the feet and all the other pains and stuff like that. All the other stuff associated with being pregnant. Think they change their mind. But just not getting it. Just not getting it. I'm going to take a quick break here.
Ask the dark and class to strap. Some boy go mask if you can't hold them in, control the bypass, get your mask fixed. Tell them kids we run. Now we in a year one class, if it's a pack of money fast, man, coming around with people.
Got a little money to burn. I gotta get laid. fun of Here Comes the Train. Baby, let me know if you're down with my game, cause I just got paid and I got a little money to burn.
Sure.
No, we hurt you, yes, it's you.
commercials, your concerts, they always mention a lot of women. How come?
Because we make them come. Everywhere we go, we know we make them come. All the girls we know, we let we make them come. Everywhere we go, they have to come, 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 come.
Hey, woman, let me come. She says she want 4 feet of wood, high and low, and hard too. So woman, let me come. She hear all the kids that he good, me and love to all our too. So woman, let me come. She said, I'm the one bed dead, I want me blow it instead. Woman, let me come. She hungry, she need to be fed, she need my heart to a friend.
Oh, yeah, we make them come. Everywhere we go, we know we make them come. All the girls we know, we let we make them come.
Anyway, and then we come running. A man with a killer, we burning. Worse him say anywhere, but she's not coming. She don't like how it's becoming. So when she come into me, she's sly and cunning. Call me up, tell me she come in. Soon as she reach, must fly the door and
yes,
she come in.
We make them come. Everywhere we go, we know we make them come. All the girls we know, we that we make them come. Everywhere we go, they have to come, 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 come.
Okay, I'm back. I had a little issue I had to take care of real quick. Spicy, you there?
Yeah. I'm
no,
here.
I'm listening.
You know you're going to get in trouble. Why are you starting trouble?
Why am I starting trouble?
Yeah, you know.
I don't think I'm starting trouble. I think I'm pouring out facts.
Listen,
real facts. Not like your buddy, the black conservative. You know, he. I give you the hard facts. And he making it up as he's sitting on the toilet. You know, that's enough.
Hold up. No, I don't even go to his show.
Oh, I do. It's great comedy. It's great comedy.
I want comedy. I make myself laugh. I don't have to go to that fool. He just pissed me off. So I lose.
No, That's dangerous, you making yourself laugh. You sound like you're tickling yourself. What are you talking about? Look here, I want to ask you a question.
What?
Did you see that commencement speech of Barack Obama in Notre Dame today?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. I didn't see the whole thing. I stopped watching because it started ticking me off. But, you know, they had all these guys picketing and running around with all these signs, and they were arresting all these people here. It's just basically, to me, it's the same old crowd that hates Obama. You know, the same old bigots and racists. But I'm not understanding, you know, these pedophiles. I'm not understanding how nobody's really calling them out on this. You know, that's one reason I do hate the Democratic Party. That's the part that I hate about them. They don't really get out there and call them out. They keep taking all that abuse. But they don't call these fools out. They're hypocrites. You know, all these people are running around with this stuff about the killing of babies and abortions, and it's wrong, it's killing babies. But then they let Bush go ahead and bomb Iraq and kill all of the people that's already born, kill all these kids, and they're also for the death penalty.
But hold up, wait a minute. You talking to a Democrat, but and I think it's strongly. But I don't cast blame if it don't go to person. That's the difference. You see what I'm saying?
What's the difference?
I'm a Democrat, okay? But I see something and you ain't doing, I'm personally not going to cast blame on you. I'm going to go directly to that person. A lot of people in Democrat and Republican, they pussy foot. They pussy foot.
Yeah, true. True. You know, and that's one reason I said before I did a show a while back on how you need to clean house. All of them need to be gone. Because leading up to this country having all these financial problems, it was both sides. It was not one group. It was both sides. Whether those who initiated or those who sat back and watched it happen. Both sides. None of them. And then like and I think I mentioned earlier that the reason why I don't really call myself a Democrat, I support a lot of things that they're for, but early on, Democrats were for slavery. That's bugs me. You know, Republicans was against it. But today's modern Republicans seem to be the true bigots right now. See what I'm saying?
Now, check this out. Now.
Oh, yeah.
Check this out. Now, you know how when time started, most black folk were Republicans.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Most white people were Republicans.
Right.
The white folks were the Republicans doing things. So therefore, they flipped the switch on us. Now,
how did that happen?
Now you have most people called of Democrats, and they still put in the switch on us, like Obama wants to do the healthcare reform. Now you know dang well he wants $5 and start the dang thing off. Now you know dang well he gonna put it toward his damn campaign donations.
Oh, yeah, the $5 stuff he was asking everybody about. Yeah, he got money. Where all that money at?
He don't know what he's messing with.
You don't get it?
I'm a firecracker, and I'm going to throw that right up in his behind, because he don't know what he's dealing with.
You know, when I was a kid, I put a firecracker up a dog's butt. That wasn't pretty. Hey, look. Obama, I think he is trying, but he's trying to go ahead and deal with everybody. Everybody keeps saying he don't know what side he's on. He's trying to appease, you know, he's trying to go ahead and pretty much give everybody what they want. Try to make
everybody.
That's his job.
To make everybody happy.
But we know we can't make everybody happy. But he is trying. I do give him that. I do see that. Because, you know,
I'm not saying he's wrong for trying. I'm all for it. I haven't been complaining about Obama because I'm trying to see how the cost comes from. What I don't is him pull the sneaky answers about the health care reform because he knows dang well that the money's going to go in his pocket.
The health care reform, all that stuff is basically he gonna wind up doing sort of like what Dick Cheney did when they made those changes to the credit and they changed the bankruptcy laws and stuff and Cheney, what he did was he sat down with all the credit card companies and the banks and Obama's he doing that with these guys. He's sitting down with the big HMOs and insurance companies. So you know he don't have common people like you and me at the table. He got all the big business, big money. That's what this country's all about. All about money.
But you see, he's really wrong. Because if they were about big money, the oil wouldn't be here. The Jews, in other words, the oil, the Jews, God would have made this continent first. Africa. They would have been on America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I understand. I get you.
They should let us over in Africa so that we could have things. But this thing is, they said they're going to scare us and know how we start flipping out on them. That they let, no, we can get them over kind of sort of neutral territory, which God don't know, this is far from neutral territory if you're born in a warm climate area.
How would you feel about that?
What?
I mean, if this is something. It was somebody brought it up to me, and that's always been on my mind. You know, all the other groups that are over here, all the other ethnic groups that are in this country, they got ties back to their homeland, back to where they come from, Irish, Italians, Chinese, you know, and they support those things there.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about going ahead and going ahead and bridging those ties and going ahead and having a way that we can go ahead and have constant and communications with Africa?
To me, I look at it as a blessing because in some ways you're still gonna be people that you get along with and some that you don't get along with. But there'd be more homeopathic ways for us to go.
Yeah.
So then the medicine that out here poisoning us, we can find more of a natural way of how to, let's say, AIDS, no, not so much AIDS, but cancer, aside from radiation, there's other remedies out there. And that's for nothing, they're not exploring because there's no money in it for them. Because if they can't, if they can't harvest it here, they don't think of it as money for them. Or, heck, why you bring us over here? If we, for instance, if we're the ones that are causing the most trouble, that our manner, the first thing they say is, oh, this one is black men spend there and then prison and so on and so forth. If we're the ones in jail and if we're the ones selling the swinging your drugs, that's so many of us. Why don't you see us back where we came from? That was the thing. And why don't you see the rest of your kin and put it up there with you going? There'd be Asia, England, Italy, Ireland, and every other because I don't know who was watching CNN last week when there was a white South African man in school. I think in New York, and the school got mad at him because he called himself African.
Right.
And he was born and raised in South Africa. So how could you get mad at him because you don't have dark skin like that person?
Yeah, you know, that is a problem.
And he was as white, I mean, as much as a white person can get a dark tan over here, we would consider him high yellow if he was one of us.
You know, that is a problem. I got issues with that too.
So
I'm not understanding that. You know, people go ahead and they try to. I don't understand some of the individuals just because they some of the Hispanics go ahead and they do get on my nerves with that. Yeah, I'm from Cuba. I'm from Puerto Rico. You know, just because you know they got dark skin, but they speak Spanish, but they go ahead and they disassociate. Some of them do disassociate themselves with Africa. But I don't want we veering off a little bit. How did you feel about this whole abortion thing? About all these guys going ahead and trying to step in and tell women what to do with their bodies?
But you know what? I have never experienced that. Nothing. I would do it. I have never experienced it that men have told me what to do with my body. But what I have experienced is when I got pregnant with my second daughter, I said to her father, I said, what you going to do? Do you want to keep it? Or do you want to let me should I bore her?
Right.
I didn't know it was him or her. But I asked him, he said, it's your body, do what you want to do. I said, I thought that careful.
But I don't understand these guys, all these men that are telling you, that are involved with it. That's the thing that bothers me. Because watching that today, when I seen a lot of the people that were getting arrested today and yesterday, you know, what do these men have to do with it? You know, it's a woman's body. It's pretty much, in a sense, it's pretty much out of these guys' hands. So they're talking about they want to defend the innocent. Where were all these people when they were building up this big lie to go to war in Iraq? You know, and so far you see that, hey, close to 5,000 servicemen have been killed, close to, I think it was over 25,000 have been injured and going to have permanent disabilities.
Sure.
And so, and you also got, if it ain't a million, it's about half a million Iraqis and another, I can't remember the amount of Afghans. So a lot of Afghans have been hurt and killed also. But the point I'm trying to make is that
people. So how could they start passing judgment on others? You know,
right.
They have some issues and things that were on their own self, on their own ball court. So they forgot to dictate to somebody else that somebody might listen to them. But I don't look if nothing can come through that thing, whatever you bring up. If my head can't come through that, don't tell me what the hell to do with my body. Just me.
Yeah, you know, I can't understand how they can do that.
It's also not every woman. See, every woman's going to do what she feels is correct. My instinct is to be sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm very good at, may I add.
Prove it.
I got it from my father. That's proof enough.
No, it's like, but you need to, when you get time, try to look at some of the people that were being arrested. Yesterday and today over there at Notre Dame, and it's sick. It's sad. You know, you don't see. I wish I'd seen some of these individuals out protesting and picketing when they were building up to go to war in Iraq, based on a lie. But not everybody. A lot of people were going ahead and saying, "Oh, George Bush needs to go to war and all this other stuff." George Bush, a coward. He wouldn't go to war.
You know what you need to do. Like all the Republicans that basically tell us the war needs to go on, we need to put the red oil in the Middle East. There's some stuff in Josh Bush like Hillary Clinton did. I guarantee you won't see, they won't sign us up a near war again. Just get them up in the big old net. Like they do on remember when we had the pirate ships?
Oh, yeah.
The people in that big old net, like a rope knitted thing, and hoist you over the water. Get a net, okay? All the follow behind Bush, McCain, King, all them folks, put them in that big old net and drop them in the middle of the Middle East. Let them start sucking and dodging bullets.
You ain't gotta go in and get no big net. Just throw them in a cargo plane and land over there on a landing strip somewhere and just push them on out the plane. Just off. You ain't even gotta. You can go ahead. They got some. You can put them in one of these big sea night, one of these helicopters, and just go ahead and don't touch. Don't let the helicopter touch the ground. Just push them right off at about 10 feet or maybe 5 feet off the ground. Get out. Let them fend for themselves after that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. See how bad it gets.
Uh-huh.
When the pharmaceutical company started to bail out them over here. Let them see how it feels.
There's some more cowards. The pharmaceutical guys, those guys are a lot of cowards too. What I saw recently was the pharmaceutical guys are playing both sides of the fence here with the abortion thing, with the abortion debate. You don't really see them out there a whole lot, but I know why. Because I know that they fund some of the procedures to go ahead and have the abortion. And plus, with these different abortion pills, they on the other side of that. So the pharmaceutical guys are on both sides of the fence.
Either way, they still get the money.
Right.
But my thing is how you see it within a recession, right?
All right. So they say.
Now, yeah. So they say, the hell what they say, demon, I said, we in a recession, and I don't care if you come at me either. I give some then too. But anyway, we're in a recession. Now, all the rich people stay rich. The poor, who's the one sending the money? That's why I say it's the middle class, because the rich folks don't do nothing and sit on their pot of gold. Now, if you pull every rich person from California to New York and the South, all stick together, they can refer the economic system right there. They don't have to look to Israel, Iran, or none of us, or even China.
Why are they still sending money to Israel? They're in a recession. Don't you think they should stop all that money?
But no, that's how the guys are involved.
It's a what?
Baby, we've been gone too long. The Gaza Strip is all in Israel and half in Afghanistan. There's like no little Gaza Strip. Then like Obama sent to Afghanistan. So, the guys that are doing the tour now, I'm even going to get a reprieve and come home. They're going to try for the Gaza Strip, which I don't know why we're know the damn Gaza Strip, because half the damn time, they can fight out amongst themselves. So America has its notion. Everybody can't mind his damn own.
I agree. I used to say that when I was in the military. What are we doing over here? These people don't care about us. What are we doing over here? These people back at home hurting. But Spicy?
Then when they come over, they hate the hell out of us. They call. Out on them, and then, oh, yeah. Oh, but these people, your country, but we're so lazy. But they tend to so fuck for some that you ain't have.
Yeah.
You go, please. Yeah, please.
Okay, Spicy, I'm going to have to run. That's my show. I'm going to see you a little bit later in somebody else's show. Something came up I need to go take care of.
Okay.
I really appreciate you stopping by. I really, really appreciate your support.
No problem.
Because actually, while I was doing the show, I was in the kitchen making pizza.
I know. Enjoy your
And when I came back to the screen, I seen some of your messages. I'm so sorry, baby. I'm sorry. But, hey, I was a little bit hungry, and I already got everything together. But anyway, I need to make a run.
Okay.
I'm
going to
come back online a little bit later on tonight, hopefully. And hopefully we'll discuss it, because I think this is a good topic. There's too many guys involved in this abortion debate. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, baby. That's my show. This is True Chef Rob signing out. Good night.
Night.